Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Devin, obviously over the last year, a lot has changed. You know, you coming over from BYU and then moving over to tackle. How has the adjustment period been for you over the last year, getting five games in with Utah and basically getting a free year and then now coming back and trying to get more reps?
Yeah, last year was crazy for everyone, especially in the college football world. For me, it was kind of I was able to make it into a great opportunity. I was coming off a shoulder surgery that year in January. So I was able to have some more time to recover from that and be able to contribute in the season last year. With inside move to defensive tackle, there's definitely been a learning curve and stuff. And Coach Pua, working with interior, he has a high standard, which I'm super grateful for. And I'm just super grateful that he's able to push me and to really work with me to reach the highest standard and to have my potential. And so all the coaches have, they called me in and wanted me to make the move. And so I'm just happy to help out wherever I can, especially just with a team like this, all the guys being bought in and working hard.
And then to follow up on that, Coach Powell said that you put on quite a bit of weight. How hard was that to do?
Hard for sure. You know, I love working out, but it's always finding enough food for me. And so it's always, Utah does a great job feeding us here, which is awesome. I remember a similar thing happening to my uncles, my dad saying they were all pretty skinny guys. But as soon as they got to Utah and had the cafeteria available to them, they all put on their weight and became the players they did. And so similar to I am. I put on, I was 295 at the start of camp. I'm around 290 right now. And so hopefully to put on, break 300 between this off season and fall camp.
Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Good. Good. I'm just curious, what was it that, encouraged you or made you want to transfer from BYU up here to Utah?
There's a lot of factors, that played into it, not just football related factors. Definitely, before my LDS mission, I was committed to a different staff. And when I got home, or I was on my mission, the staff changed. And I got home and I was talking to my brothers and my dad, and they're saying, BYU is still a great place. It's been really good to our family. And so I was able to do the first year. And then the second year, just within those years, I just felt that wasn't the right fit or a place I remember kind of the BYU remember committing to. And so with that and other off-field factors, it was my best interest. And my family agreed with me that transferring somewhere else would be better. And Utah seemed like the ideal fit for me. It was school in mind. It was crazy entering the transfer portal right the week before the pandemic hit. But Utah was ideal. It's been a perfect fit so far. I've been loving it. The guys and the coaching staff and the support staff has been an absolute dream to work with. And so.
Fantastic. And then just a quick follow-up. What are you looking forward to the most this coming season?
I'm hoping to, I want for sure to, just have a full season with my teammates. With all the hard work we're doing and all the guys I want to win and are paying the price for that. It's really a special energy and a mindset that everyone has. And so since this spring ball, feeling it here, I just really wanted to, have all the groundwork being laid. I really wanted to, to pay out, to have all the guys achieve what we've been working for. And so having a full season, I want a full stadium in Rice Eccles. That stadium is amazing. It took my breath away when I walked into the scrimmage last week. I totally forgot that we were, in renovation for it. I walked in entered through the North Tunnel, and it's a totally different feeling in there. The fans are going to love it. And that's all we were talking about for that weekend. It was just man, having fans in the stadium in this brand new Rice Eccles is going to be, you know, it's going to be the one of the top atmospheres in college football. So I think that's what we all really want. And especially just to play it and pay it forward for Ty Jordan. I mean, it's such a crucial part, you know, the success of that happened last season and just his impact on this team. And so we have him in mind and in our prayers and hearts. And so we would just love to do everything we can to represent him.
I know that you and Britton go way back. You've been close friends for a long time. What's it been like to be reunited with him up there at Utah?
It's honestly been just like Little League. I mean, back to flag football days. The funniest part was probably for the first like 6 months I was here, him and I were still freaked out about seeing me in red or like in the building. I'd walk into the, we'd walk into the meeting room for roll call and he would just look at me and be like, I can't believe you're still here. And I was like, I know, man. And when our first game, when I was in a Utah uniform, all dressed up, we were just like kids, like, we're on the same team again. And this is so fun. And, you know, Britt's, you know, an outstanding guy, one of a kind. I'm so lucky to have him as a friend. And it's crazy that we've seen each other through all phases of life and through sports, especially through football. And we just try to, you know, he's a big reason I fell in love with the game when you have a teammate like him since you were little and you have as much fun as you do. And you go through some hard times and learn a lot of lessons and you have someone to lean on and stuff. So I'm so thankful for Britt and his family. I always joked around and said I was kind of like the Blind Side kid and like movie The Blind Side growing up. It was the Cubbies at a family reunion or Cubbies had a family activity. And then there was Devin and Britt and I we would say, yeah, we're brothers. And so I'm so grateful for him and all that he's done for me. And so, and he's excited. He's going to have a great season. I mean, I'm just so thrilled for him.